The future belongs to the unreasonable. It's time to ask ourselves some propelling questions and take a look at the disruption that is happening in the video production industry and where our place is within this new ecosystem. That is the topic on today's episode of Video Production Daily. To what extent is video production an industry in disruption? To be perfectly honest, I'm not really sure, but I know that there are some things that are observable. There are three trends that I think are massively transforming the industry, and there are certainly things that we should all be aware of. The first trend is the ubiquity of video. It is everywhere. It is in every platform. Every strategy requires video. Anywhere that people are communicating, they're finding a way to communicate with video. So it is ubiquitous. The second trend is content creation is happening everywhere. I was fascinated to see the app TikTok was not advertising itself in the App Store as a social media app, but rather it was advertising itself as a content creation app. And content creation now is happening everywhere. There are apps that are enabling it. It's fascinating to see new technology coming online month by month that is making the content creation process easier. Higher quality content entering the market that could be created by anybody. And the third trend that we can discuss today is the fact that marketing is becoming so measurable, and that means the success or failure of video is also becoming measurable. There are still a lot of us that are working on anecdotal feedback, but the truth is those that are working in highly measured environments like marketing are able to collect a ton of data around pipelines and how video is amplifying those pipelines. And that data is becoming increasingly more important in the conversation being had around video and what is the return on investment as you invest in professional production. Now, I think all of these trends are great because as things change, it introduces new opportunity. And if you can think fast on your feet, you're going to find out what your superpower is within the new world, and you're going to be able to capitalize on that opportunity. I want to draw a parallel to the U.S. Congress really mandating that auto manufacturers become more efficient. So in about 2012, there was a mandate given that by the year 2025, certain automobiles had to have fuel standards in accordance with what was really an unreasonable expectation that Congress was setting. And you saw the industry shudder a little bit, and then you saw them get to work. And it was interesting, after that, you saw something that you probably wouldn't have seen without that unreasonable constraint. You saw Ford and Toyota coming together to create hybrid powertrains to power vehicles and really work towards the goal of 54 miles per gallon. And as we're seeing changes in the industry, I think a lot of us are reacting like Ford and Toyota and looking for those opportunities to fit within the new world, to create content faster, to be able to find ways to show the ROI on the investment the businesses are making in video. And at the same time as Ford and Toyota are working together to really get to that 54 mile per gallon average, in comes Tesla with a completely new design. The Tesla Model S was really something out of left field. It was beautiful. It was fast. The thing moves like lightning. It's light. It's one of the safest cars ever made. And the thing gets the equivalent of 89 miles per gallon. As they measure the efficiency, obviously it's not running on liquid fuel, but the energy consumption is the equivalent to the car getting 89 miles per gallon, which is really incredible. And of course, it's because it's lighter. It's not carrying around all of the engine and all of the fuel. Now, I'm not sure to what extent the video production industry is really being turned on its head. These trends are interesting. They're not earth-shattering, but they have definitely made an impact on the amount of media that is out there. The world has been flooded with average media. I would say that from a metrics perspective, it is looking like average media and authentic media that is produced on a smartphone using an app like TikTok or Snapchat or Instagram stories and then put into a marketing funnel has very similar results to professionally produced media, meaning that that uptick in quality is really becoming a brand luxury, that if a brand really wants to make a brand statement, it can put a lot of money into professional production to really show that they have invested in the customer experience. But it is often being viewed now as a brand decision rather than an investment and ROI decision based on the performance of the media. And it's really cool to see some agencies out there really putting that particular trend in the crosshairs and producing media specifically designed to amplify a pipeline or work in e-commerce. And they're having tremendous success as they adapt to those challenges. What I wish this was an episode with all of the details about how to prepare yourself for the next wave of video production, to arm yourself with and against these particular trends, to make sure that you future-proof your skills and your business. But unfortunately for you and I do not have that kind of insight today, but I do want to promote the idea of asking unreasonable questions. Asking unreasonable questions is something that people do in business planning all of the time, understanding that they're going to have unreasonable customers who are going to demand things that currently they just don't think are possible. And there are so many things that are not possible because we sit around in conference rooms and brainstorming sessions and boardrooms and we say, well, that's just not possible. And anytime there's disruption and things are trending in a certain direction, it's a great time to start asking yourself unreasonable questions to really see what is possible outside of what you think is possible. Ask yourself that unreasonable question. What can we do to really produce the content at the scale and quality needed to fill all of these holes in marketing? If modern communication looks like a lot more video, what is the role of the professional video producer? What can we do to add more value to marketing campaigns, to internal communications, to training that can be bold and it can be measurable? As the world moves to a more distributed workforce, certainly there are opportunities to engage in remote production. I've been fascinated to see the power of the kit, the production kit that gets mailed to someone's house to either record a video interview, a podcast, or a stand-up. There are companies like Shootstead that are prioritizing this kind of creation, and it's fun to watch them achieve success. And it's been interesting to watch the acceleration of trends, things that would usually take 10 years happening in 6 months, as the world really does adopt that remote workforce. All of these trends represent opportunities, and I hope that you find an opportunity to capitalize on them. And video production is really about having an impact on an audience, and certainly people are looking for high-quality content to entertain and to inform them. And my challenge to you is to ask yourself unreasonable questions, especially if there is a topic that comes up over and over again, and the answer to the question is, I'm sorry, I just don't think we can do that. This might be a great time to start to evaluate how you say yes to that request. I want to thank you for joining me for 41 episodes of this show. It's a lot of fun for me to be able to come here and share my thoughts and ideas. I want you to know that I am working very hard on season 3, spent the day today in recording sessions for season 3. It's going to be something special. I'm excited to change up this format. And I wish you so much luck as you ask yourself propelling questions that force you off the well-known path and into new adventures. And I want to thank you for joining me on another episode of Video Production Daily.